here was he in our Bible, as we have been talking about, things that God does not endorse. Now, of course, Wednesday night Bible study is a time of teaching. Sometimes I'll get to preaching on something and I'll nail something and kick it out the back door. But most of the time, it is me just taking time and just teaching you verse by verse about what the Bible teaches on subject matters, or we'll do some expository teaching as we'll take a book of the Bible or chapters of the Bible or whatever the case may be. But tonight, we're going to talk about in the lessons of things that God does not endorse, why God does not endorse sodomy, or as we know today, homosexuality. And look in Genesis chapter 13, verses 10, down through verse 13. The Bible says in verse 10 of Genesis chapter 13, and Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, the Bible says, as thou comest to Zoar. And Lot chose, now watch this, Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves one from the other. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But it says the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord, and here's the word, exceedingly. All right, so what was it that they were doing that was wicked before the Lord exceedingly? What is it that man could do that would make God so angry, that would make God be able to spill out his wrath from heaven upon mankind? Well, we know this. We know in reading our Bible that God had blessed the flocks of Abraham and Lot. God is the one that blessed them. We see that the herdsmen of Lot and the herdsmen of Abraham was having a head-on. There was much, much discussion, no doubt. Discussions waged into that which was a bitterness or maybe even a hatred, but certainly a heated discussion and them not wanting to be able to dwell in the same area. And so Abraham said to Lot, he said, now look, you choose whatever land that you want and I'll go someplace else. Now, by the way, Abraham knew the principle that God does not bless a place, God blesses a person. So he knew that wherever he went, God's blessings would be there because God blesses a person. God does not bless a building and God does not necessarily bless a place. So he knew that. So it didn't matter to him, because if Lot chose to go to the right, then he'd go to the left. If Lot chose to go to the left, then he would go to the right. It did not matter to him whatsoever. And so Lot looked over and he saw the plain that was well watered, the area of Sodom and Gomorrah. So he went to Uncle Abe and he said to Uncle Abe, I'll tell you what, I'd like to go over there. I'd like to go to the well-watered area of Sodom and Gomorrah. I think he did that because he was stingy. I think he did that because he was trusting in the land, not trusting in the God who gave the land. But in Genesis chapter 13 and verse 13, as we read a moment ago, it describes the men that dwelt in that city called Sodom. The Bible says that the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. The city was full of sodomites. It was full of homosexuals. The term sodomy is an old term. It's where we get our term today, homosexuality. Of course, it originated with that which was a wrong behavior in this particular city that's called Sodom. Sodom and Gomorrah was twin cities, much like Garland and Mesquite is. You could leave Garland and drive over to Mesquite, and if you don't know where the line divides, you would not be able to tell if you were in Mesquite or Garland. Much it was in that day when it came to the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. So God sent fire and brimstone down from heaven, and he destroyed the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah and two other cities. And the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, by the way, listen, the city of Sodom, and we'll say the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, they did not have a Bible, but America does. You think about the city of Sodom. They didn't have a fundamental Baptist church, but America does. Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. There's terms that we need to understand that's in the Bible. Some people call it sodomy, but you don't hear that term today. That's an old term, as I said a little bit ago. No, they call it gay. Gay. By the way, the word gay, as I was coming up and as you would read in your dictionary, it would mean happy. It would mean joyful. It would mean fulfilled with joy. But they've distorted the word. Matter of fact, they perverted the word. And they have destroyed that which is a good word. Some people would call sodomy of years ago. Today they would call it an alternative lifestyle. An alternative lifestyle. Now, I think parents, you need to be warned tonight that it's not an alternative lifestyle. Sodomy is a man having a physical relationship with a man. Or may I say, a woman having a physical relationship with a woman. It's a form of fornication. It's a form of adultery. There's those terms like bisexual. That means a man would have a relationship with a man and also with a woman. Or a woman would have a relationship with a woman and also a man. In 2007, 57% of Americans believe that the practice of homosexuality should be made legal. That was in 2007. Underneath President Obama, by the way, he's a horrible president, but underneath President Obama, you find out that homosexuality was accepted, was lifted up, and in 2016 was given permission to have the right to marry. Now, can I tell you this, that you're looking at a preacher tonight that believes that it ought to be illegal. Now, you better say amen. Let me know whose side you're on. You're looking at a preacher tonight that I believe that it should be banned from America. The Information Disease Center has put out this. It says men having relationship with men would transmit more rapidly fatal diseases. Other studies show that they're high risk of having mental diseases, rages, anger problems, unbalanced thinking, and premature death. A study at Oxford University International Journal put out this. Said that college-age men involved in homosexual activities die 18 to 20 years younger than what other men do die. The Journal for the American Medical Association said this, that people that have same-sex behavior has a greater risk of having psychological problems such as being bipolar, anxiety disorders, mental depression, and substance abuse. The Health Institute for the Medical Institute of Health said this, that men involved in homosexual activities are of a greater risk of HIV, AIDS, hepatitis, cancer in various areas, also having problems with infections and so many other things. We see that ladies that get involved in things like this also have challenges of having many infections that would destroy their body. In 1998, there was less than 100 gay and lesbian clubs that was in the public schools of America. Today, there are thousands that's in the public schools of America. By the way, the same ruling that gave them the right to be able to have clubs in the public school of America is the same that gives us. It's called the Equal Access Act, and it has been voted in, and so the same right that gives them permission to have a club such as also gives us the permission to have Bible clubs in public schools. Many schools, however, decided that they were going to forbade that which was the gay clubs to be able to have it, but when they became threatened with lawsuits, they backed out. California was one of the first ones to back out. Then Greenville, South Carolina, Manchester, New Hampshire, and many other ones were the very first ones to back out. Salt Lake City came out with their district forbidding those type of clubs. Of course, that's also changed now. But they came out very strong to be able to forbade those type of clubs to be able to meet on property. And when they were threatened with lawsuits, they said, fine, that doesn't matter. We'll shut down all clubs. And they shut down every single club. Now, what does the Bible teach about such? And I want to use my time wisely tonight. The Bible teaches that sodomy is an abomination to God. The Bible teaches that sodomy is an abomination to God. Now, God says that a man that lies with a man or a woman that lies with a woman is an abomination. Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 22, the Bible says, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Now, this is referring back to the time, if you would, when men was lying with men and women were lying with men women, and God said it's an abomination. Now, watch this in verse 26. Leviticus chapter 18 and verse 26. The Bible says, ye shall therefore, it says, keep my statutes and my judgments and shall not commit, it says, of these abominations. It says, neither any, it says, of your nation. So God says that not only is man not supposed to do it, nobody in the nation is supposed to do it. Abomination, of course, this means that it's something that God hates. What God deems to be an abomination is something that God deems to be an abomination, not man. So man does not have the right to change it. Only God would have the right to change it. Which what you're going to find out in your Bible is if God once said something was an abomination, he never changed his mind about that. Deuteronomy chapter 23 and verse 17, the Bible says, there shall no whore, it says, of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Then it goes down, if you will, and it says in verse 18, thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog, it says, into the house of thy God for any vow. All right, so you say, well, preacher, should preachers marry those that are sodomites one to the other? God says you're not supposed to bring them into the house to make any vow. So the answer to that is absolutely not. Okay, well, you say, but they say it's okay for them to marry. I don't care what they say. The Bible says that they're not supposed to come into the house of the Lord to make any vow one before or even to each other. All right, so the Bible teaches here about that which is sodomy. And God says it's an abomination to God. Statement number next. God did not create people, think about this, to be an abomination to him. We were not created to be an abomination to God. When God created man in his own image. Now think about this. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, the Bible says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Sodomites are not born sodomites. It is a lifestyle that they choose. For a person to be born a sodomite, that would mean this. That would mean that God created them to be an abomination against himself. Why would God create anybody to be an abomination against himself? So man is not born into that which is a sodomite. Rather, man chooses to be a sodomite. Statement number next. Becoming a sodomite is a process. It's a process. Now, let me show you the process. The Bible says, and describes it here in Romans chapter 1. The Bible says they knew of God, but they would not accept him as God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that, it says, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. All right, so there's a step. Another step is they become unthankful for who they are and unthankful for what they have. Romans chapter 1, in verse 21, the Bible says, neither were thankful. They become vain and they misuse their imaginations. Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, the Bible says they become vain in their imaginations. Then they begin to act like fools because they have a foolish heart. Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, the Bible says, and their foolish heart was darkened. So a fool is somebody, by the way, that rejects God. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. A fool is someone that thinks that he knows better than God. A fool is somebody that thinks that he is God. Their heart becomes darkened. Romans chapter 1, this is another step. Romans chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, and their foolish heart was darkened. So no more now do they want to just say, this is who I am. They want to change others to try to convince them that this is who you ought to become. Why? Because they have a darkened heart. They are proud and foolish. Romans chapter 1 and verse 22 says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. They changed the glory of God. You see that God's image is supposed to be that which is purity. God's image is supposed to be that which is righteousness. God's image is supposed to be that which is not incorrupt, if you will, or corrupted, if you will. And so they change all that. Romans chapter 1 and verse 23, the Bible says that they changed the glory of an uncorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man. We've often said that you're not supposed to bring God down to your living. You're supposed to take your living up to God. They became dirty-minded. They go about changing the very image of God. They perceive God to be a certain way, which is a wrong way, inside of their minds and inside of their hearts. And so since they perceive God to be a certain way inside of their minds and inside of their hearts, they are convinced that they're right. Everybody else is wrong, and they go about trying to convince others to be the same. Romans chapter 1 and verse 23, the Bible says that they changed the glory of God. It says the glory of an uncorruptible God into the image made like corruptible man. Now watch this. It says, and to birds and to four-footed beasts and to creeping things. So what are they doing? They're bringing God down, and they're saying, well, you know, God is no different than these things as well. All right? Then you see that they become consumed with their own lust, and they begin to deny God. Romans chapter 1 and verse 24, the Bible says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness. It says, through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies, listen to it now, between themselves. All right? So God is now giving them up. You'll see that they change the truth of God and they start preaching their lie. You see that again in Romans chapter 1 and verse 25, where the Bible says that they changed the truth of God into a lie, and they worshiped and they served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. So they become blinded. Now they believe that they are something. Now they start to preach that which is wrong. And they try to get others, if you would please, to serve and to worship that which is the creature rather than the Creator. They live their lives, if you will, their lives in a vain way. You'll see that in Romans chapter 1 and verse 26. The Bible says, even their women did change the natural use. It says, into that which is against nature. Romans chapter 1 and verse 27, the Bible says here, and likewise, it says, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, and it says, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving themselves recompense, it says, of their error, which was meat. And so we understand that the Bible teaches that sodomy is an abomination to God. We understand that God did not create people to be an abomination to He Himself. We understand that becoming a sodomite is a process. Now watch this. Sodomy is wicked and considered by God a grievous sin. It's not just a sin. It's a grievous sin, okay? You say, well, preacher, all sins are equal. Well, if God says it's a grievous sin, let's just stay with what God said, okay? And God calls it a grievous sin. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 18 and verse 20, and the Lord said, because I cry, it says, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous. So sodomy, it's not a sickness. Listen to what I said loud and clear, please. It's not a sickness. It's a sin. Statement number next. Sodomy makes God angry. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 23, you see that the whole land thereof, God rained down brimstone and salt, and there was burning. Now watch this. There's four cities there, and the latter portion of this verse says, which the Lord, it says, overthrew in His anger, in His wrath. So God said, look, I'll destroy it. Now get what I just said. I'll destroy it. Now many times when a nation turns to this, God, He Himself, will step in and destroy an entire nation. Sometimes when nations go into sin, God will use a nation to destroy another nation. Sometimes when a nation goes in sin, God himself rises up and says, that's enough. I'll take care of it myself. Now, this is something that God calls an abomination. All right, sodomy will cause people not to get saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9 says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators or idolaters or adulterers or effeminate. It says, watch what it says, nor abusers of them own selves. It says, with mankind, neither thieves nor covetous nor drunkards nor revilers nor extortioners. It says, shall inherit the kingdom of God. He said, I'm just going to let you know this, that there's people out there that they're fooling around in this stuff. They never will get saved. You know why? Because they're chasing something that is so dishonoring to Christ and to the way that God the Creator made them, that they, if they continue to do such, will never turn to God. They will never get saved. They'll wind up dying in their sin and burning in hell. Sodomy violates nature. We see this, that women change the natural use, which means it's against nature. Romans chapter 1 and verse 26, the Bible says, for this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. It says, for even their women did change the natural use, it says, into that which is against nature. So women change the way that they were naturally made. Men change their natural use. By the way, that means they go against nature. Likewise, you'll see it here in Romans chapter 1 and verse 27. The Bible says, and likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one, watch what it says, toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. All right? By the way, you've never seen two queer bulls. It's not natural. You've never seen two queer roosters. It's not natural. Okay, statement number next. Okay, God condemns the practice of sodomy. God condemns the practice of sodomy. Here you'll see that there's those two cities, joint cities, twin cities, if you will. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 6, where the Bible says that he, and turning, it says, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. Notice the latter portion of the verse. Why did he do that? Making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. He said, I'm just going to make an example out of them. Now, I think, listen, you said, but preacher, that just kind of makes me kind of fearful about the way America is going. Oh, yeah, but can I tell you, there's a bunch of us that still have not bowed the knee, and there's a bunch of us that still believe in the truth, and there's a bunch of us can get a hold of God, and there's a bunch of us that still believe in old-fashioned soul winning and old-fashioned preaching, and God can change anybody. Many times the scripture, you'll see that God uses a nation, as I said a moment ago, to overthrow another nation. When it comes to that, which is the practice of homosexuality, God himself overthrows a nation. With this sin, God himself is the one that brings judgment. All right, let me give you a couple of things to think about, okay? So sodomy is described in many different ways in the Bible. It's described in many different ways in the Bible. I'm going to give you a description of some of those, okay? The Bible talks about lusting for strange flesh. Lusting for strange flesh. The Bible says in Jude 7, the Bible says giving themselves over, it says to fornication, going after strange flesh. That's talking about sodomy. The Bible talks about people of foolishness and darkened hearts. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, the Bible says become vain in their imaginations and their foolishness, it says heart. Their foolishness or their foolish heart was darkened. The Bible talks about how these people are filthy dreamers. Filthy dreamers. Jude 7, the Bible says giving themselves over to fornication. Filthy dreamers they are. Jude 8, the Bible says likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. The Bible says that these are people that defile themselves. They defile themselves. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 9, the Bible says, knowing this, that the law was made for, not made for the righteous. Knowing this, that the law was not made for the righteous. Then it gives a list of those that it was made for. In verse 10, it says this of 1 Peter. It says, for whoremongers, and it says, for them that defile themselves with mankind. All right? And then we see that people have vile affections. The Bible says, for this cause, God gave them onto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use, it says, into that which is against nature. We see here that people who do not honor their own bodies. These are people who do not honor their own bodies. Romans chapter 1 and verse 24. The Bible says, wherefore God gave them up, it says, to uncleanness. It says, through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between, listen to it now, themselves. All right, now let me give you a couple quick suggestions, and I'm staying within my time frame tonight. I'm being a very good boy. Okay, I'm going to give you some quick suggestions, okay? Let me just give you a couple quick suggestions. Here we go. Number one, do not watch television shows that have homosexuals in them. If there's a television show and it's promoting homosexuality, do not watch it. It is desensitizing your children. The television teach doctrine. Why would you want to teach your children a doctrine that was anti-God? Statement number next. I would vote for a conservative politician, and I would not vote for anybody that condones homosexuality. If a man gets up and he's running for office and somebody asks him, what do you believe in gay marriage? And he says, oh, I think they ought to be able to do it. Then just mark it down. He don't get your vote. They're teaching things that are against God. And understand that will destroy your nation. So you better take your stand. Statement number next. I recommend that you personally have high morals. I recommend that you personally have high morals. Statement number next. I would not recommend that you become a gay basher. I would not. I would recommend that you have integrity that's higher than theirs. When go out and start carrying things around and chanting things, you love God, you teach your children, and you go soul winning, what would change a man and change a woman faster than anything else is if they get saved and the Holy Ghost guides them. Statement number next. I would recommend that you help your boys to be masculine. Teach them masculinity. Let them go out and get dirty. If he gets a cut, don't baby him. Tell him to brush it off and get back out there and get another one. Put him in masculine sports. Help to toughen him up. Get on your knees as a young daddy and box with your kids. Well, I mean, after they get like past the age of 7 or something. You know, I would suggest let the girls cry about things. Don't turn them into boys. But toughen the boys up. Statement number nine. By the way, you know, girls, be tender. Don't become so. All of a sudden you get married, you know, and the guy comes home and says, I've had a hard day. I don't care. Put them up. You know, don't do that. Don't do that. Do not allow your boys, to dress in the bright feminine colors. Don't do that. Teach your boys no bracelets, no necklaces, no earrings. That stuff's for the girls. Let them have it. Let them have it. Okay? Teach the girls, you know, to wear feminine, lacy things. Guys, don't wear lacy stuff. It's not good. But teach the girls to wear the frilly, lacy type of stuff. Yeah, I would recommend that you train your girls to be feminine. I'd recommend that the girls wear dresses, modest dresses. By the way, next week I'm going to teach about what the Bible teaches about biblical modesty. Okay? And so I would recommend you teach them to be feminine. Teach them to be feminine in their dress and their behavior and their attitude. You know, teach them to be somebody that is that way. Dress them more feminine than masculine. Put pants on the boys and girls in the dresses. Okay? You know, if a girl, by the way, dresses right, she'll draw the right type of guy. I suggest to mothers that you don't overdo your motherly duties so that you smother manhood out of your son. You know, most domineering mothers, most domineering women raise feminine boys. So learn not to be so domineering with your boys, because it's going to have the opposite effect. The man should be the man in the home, not the woman. I'm getting less and less amens. It's okay, I'm almost done. If you're a single mother, get somebody in the church that's a man that has masculinity about him and say, look, would you help me with my son? My son needs a real man in his life. I need your help. And by the way, that's what churches do. Churches help each other. Dad, don't pacify your boys. Turn them into men, not sissies. You know, yeah, they want to have tender hearts, but they don't want to be passive in their heart. There's the difference. Okay? Now there's some things to consider. Now, I gave you a boatload full tonight, okay? But I would consider these things. And by the way, it's good Bible study. Teenagers, you listen to me. You be very, very careful. We're living in a society now. Now, I'm getting away from my notes because I'm done, so now I can have fun. But we're living in a society now where you have guys that are turning feminine and you have ladies that are turning masculine. That is not the way it's supposed to be. You need to have Bible principles in your life, and it doesn't matter what your neighbor does, and it doesn't matter what your politician type of guy does in office. You need to decide you're going to obey what God says. Oh, you said, but preacher, we're just a few. Oh, you'd be amazed. You'd be amazed at the hundreds of thousands of Christians that are living right and walking right and being right. And I'm going to say this, for those of you that are single, God's got somebody special for you. Don't throw it in just because he's all right. I guess I could marry him and, well, he'll do or she'll do or whatever. Nah, don't do that. You look for that one that's in church. You look for that one that's serving God. You look for that one that cares. You look for that one that has a burn. You look for that one that puts Jesus Christ first. You look for that one that has outstanding characteristics. Then you go to your mom or you go to your dad and say, what do you think? Don't chase them around behind closed doors, down lonely hallways. Don't do that. You allow your parents to be that which is the protection that God created them to be inside of your life, and you go to them for that which is wisdom, for instruction, for direction. Listen to me, and they'll give you safety, they'll give you protection, and you'll wind up being happy later on. So I'm saying this, understand some of the principles that God gives us in the Bible. You say, but preacher, I've heard of you preacher, you know, but you preacher, but preacher, yeah. Let's just take God as God, let God be God, every man a liar, stand by your Bible truth, and let God guide you. By the way, years ago, these preachers that are here, you know I'm telling the truth. Years ago, that would not have been a problem in any church in America to teach. I mean, it just wouldn't be a problem. Okay, now it is. So now it's time also to be able to learn definitively exactly what the Bible says, because you need to govern your home in such a way. Let's all stand, if you would, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. We're going to pray, and maybe you ought to come tonight and get around an altar and pray and say, God, help me always to go that direction. Maybe tonight you ought to get on your knees and pray for your family. Did you hear what I said, Dad? Mom, did you just hear what I said? Maybe you ought to come in just a minute, get on your knees and pray for your family. Pray that God would protect them. Pray that God would guide them. Pray that God gives you wisdom as to how to guide them. Father, we do thank you for tonight. We thank you for the Bible.